Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, new details today about the ICE officer who fatally shot a 37-year-old mother of three on a street in Minneapolis. Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed yesterday. A senior official at the Department of Homeland Security tells CBS News the ICE agent who shot Good was involved in another incident just last year.
The ICE agent who shot and killed Renee Goodman is a member of ICE's Special Response Team. Now, that's a tactical unit that's used in high-risk operations. We're told the agent is Minneapolis-based, has more than 10 years on the job, and was also involved in a separate use-of-force incident during a traffic stop last June.
Homeland Security officials and President Trump say the ICE agent acted in self-defense, but eyewitness accounts and assessments from the Minneapolis mayor and Minnesota governor say that claim is false.
After a one-day pause in the proceedings, testimony resumes today in the trial of an ex-police officer charged with endangering the lives of children during the 2022 school massacre in Uvalde, Texas.
On Tuesday, a former Robb Elementary School teacher testified about seeing a man walking toward the building and firing a rifle. Adrian Gonzalez's attorney said the prosecution had withheld that information and moved for a mistrial. On Wednesday, Judge Sid Harrell ruled.
I'm going to deny the motion for mistrial.
Harrell may ask the jury to disregard the former teacher. Testimony, but defense lawyer Jeff Goss says,
I think a lot of that testimony, though, is going to be difficult for them to disregard.
In all, the state plans to call about 60 witnesses. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Gonzalez faces 29 felony counts of abandoning or endangering a child in relation to his response to the shooting. He faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted. He's one of only two law enforcement officials, officers, criminally charged for the response to the shooting. Former Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo also charged, but his trial date has not been set.